But first of all, Wendy, just briefly sort of tell us what you've been up to since I last saw you, which was a year ago, up in the launch of Spirit of Place.
Well, Spirit of Place has done very well in English and French editions, I'm pleased to say. But because of illness last year, my new book is going rather slowly. But it's called Wayfaring in Little Britain, and it's about old paths and routes in Brittany, connecting historical sites, and it's trying to give a character and a dramatisation to routes covering things like megaliths, Dark Age sites, medieval buildings, etc.
So anyway, what we're going to talk about particularly is parish closes, because people have been, they've seen it on the events programme for AIKB, and then they say, well, what exactly is a parish close? Because in England, a close means rather like a cul-de-sac.
Yes, far from a cul-de-sac, the parish close. There are over 70 in Brittany, in fact, but the vast majority are concentrated in northern Finisterre, in a sort of corridor between Landerneau and Morlaix. And the reason for this is that it was the wealth of the linen trade with England, which was the economic basis of that particular area, that gave communes the funds to build these wonderful parish closes, which are religious ensemble, a precinct with a surrounding wall, a church, and other elements of sculpture and functional buildings, arranged usually in a particular pattern, but varying greatly from close to close in their scale, their ornamentation. They are visually stunning often. They have the real wow factor. People come from all over the world to see the most famous parish closes, which we'll be looking at on the tour in April. But some are very sweet and charming and subtle and small. All of them are in fairly small places, often villages. And what's most interesting for me is the social and economic background. How can a tiny little village in the 15th, 16th, 17th century afford these phenomenally large, elaborately ornate churches? They're often enormous, and those villages often endured centuries of constant work on these closes, and there was an intense competitive spirit. So if a neighbouring village added a new tower, you had to add a new tower, and a bigger one, and a more elaborately decorated one. It was fiercely competitive. It was a matter of local pride to have the best, the most spectacular parish close.
And how would they be funded?
Well, they were funded by donations, typically Breton, that display and ostentation is in public monuments, not in private houses. You like your community to show wealth rather than to have the latest things in your personal house. The parish closes express a great sense of communal solidarity. Nobles, merchants, but the cloth industry involved the high to the low, people working on the land, growing the flax, harvesting it, weaving it, washing the flax. All the people involved in all the stages of the production of cloth had money at that time because it was a highly lucrative industry.
But don't you think that spirit of community is still alive and well in many villages?
Oh, yes, I absolutely do. I think of liberty, egality, fraternity. It's fraternity that is the most striking and astonishing for us British people, because I don't have any sense of that on any scale in Great Britain, whereas here it's alive and kicking. I think associations are the most obvious form of people's passion about their local environment.
Well, there is very much a community feel, isn't there?
People are proud of their heritage and their present.
So this trip to Morlaix, near Morlaix, in April, can you tell us something about...
Well, the week before, I'm going to talk at the AIKB about the principles of the enclos, the parish closes, to give an idea of what to expect and what to look out for. And then the visit will be to three of the most famous of all, but three very contrasting parish closes, because none of them are the same in appearance, in atmosphere. So it'll be a way of applying what we've learnt in the talk on the ground and giving people a chance to explore on their own as well, not just to be talked to about them.
So it was almost a point then when they were doing these or making them or developing these closes, rather like keeping up with the Joneses, whatever that equivalent of that would be in French.
Absolutely.
Rather than the latest kitchen, you know, hey, look at what we've done in our village.
It was very important. And there are all sorts of stories about one village sabotaging another's work, stealing a new bell and transferring it over the Monterey from Playbound to Santagonet. The spirit of rivalry was very, very strong.
Skullduggery going on in the middle of the night.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Medieval sporting contests.
And ransacking. And so on the 12th, yes, the 12th of April, you've got the talk at AIKB. So I think that's 2:30 in the afternoon. And then the 19th is the actual guided tour.
Yes, the talk, I hope, will be interesting for anyone, whether they're coming on the tour or not. If someone is coming on the tour but not able to come to the talk, I'm going to provide a summary sheet of the talk so they're not disadvantaged in that way. And the other thing, the good thing about the parish close is that often it's the exterior that is the thing. So you can visit them at any time of year. You don't have to rely on the church being open to get a lot out of it. But most famous closes are open every day of the year, the church as well. Good. So they're great places for a visit. And if you know the basics to look for, you can take your visitors and show them round and point out everything once you know the basics.
That's fascinating. And so in the future, what future plans have you got now, bearing in mind, of course, you're, you know, recovering still from your health problems?
Indeed. Well, I'm pursuing my new book slowly, not having quite the sort of physical energy that I had last year. I'm doing a lot of translation work at the moment. I'm doing a large project for the parish closes because a new permanent centre is opening in Gwamilio this year, recognising what an important phenomenon they are for attracting visitors.
Okay, thanks very much, Wendy, for your time. It's been good to catch up with you again.
Thank you very much.